So this can be our starting point of our journey. We can imagine that we're about to enter a temple, a divine mansion. We are going to enter a sacred space. We need, as I said, to travel no further, physically at least. We are in a sacred space already. This shrine room is one such place. It is an enclosure of purity. It is a dwelling place too. Although we forget this sometimes, this is a dwelling place occupied by the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, the honoured guests to whom the seven offerings are always tendered. We are in a temple, a shrine room, a covered hall, a central pavilion, a mandala, the essential centre of which is the shrine, the towering stupa round which we gather, to which we salute and revere. And you may have noticed around the walls of this temple a decorative border, a blue and gold patterned frieze, which the more knowledgeable or merely observant amongst us may be aware forms an endless, unbroken pattern or a line. But this pattern is more than that, much more. It's not just some fanciful, colourful decoration to contrast the orange with some blue and gold. It's not just a bit of frippery on the whim of the men that painted the room. It has, like everything else in this sacred space, a deeper significance, a deeper meaning. In fact, the three circles, for that's what there are the three walls that safeguard this holy place. It's not the mere brickwork, timber and plaster and tiles that protect this place, necessary though they are for our own physical comfort and well-being. The real walls, the important walls, are these three. Whenever we enter the shrine room, we come through this great archway. We bow to the shrine and we take our seats. How often are any of us aware that we've passed through these three walls as well? Do we even think about them at all? Well, perhaps hardly ever. Yet we cannot be so forgetful, so dismissive, so ignorant of these three walls if we're able to get so much as a glimpse of the mandala, let alone step inside it. We can't just walk into that perfect temple, that dwelling place of the highest beings, if we are so unaware of the three walls that defend and protect it. Indeed, if we're ignorant of the three walls, we won't get through them at all. No perfunctory bow to the mandala of the conquerors will suffice for us to step inside and take our places there. The three walls are not for mere decoration, but vital transformation. The walls that form the outer rings of the mandala are its barriers, its defences, its ramparts. But we cannot merely lay siege to these castle walls. To do so would lead only to strengthening them. No, to pass through unscathed, to pass through them at all, needs faith, determination, and most of all, the willingness, the desire, the passion even, to change. If we are not armed with these qualities, we will get nowhere. We'll make no progress at all. Faith, determination, and willingness or receptivity to change, to transformation of our whole being.